This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. On a 6-1 vote, the Oshkosh Common Council has decided to start a $35 vehicle registration fee. The city plans to use that money, along with a small increase in utility fees, to cover future special assessments. Council member Paul Esslinger cast a lone no vote, saying the vehicle registration fee and bumping utility fees are unfair to the thousands of homeowners who have had to pay for road and sidewalk special assessments over the years. The council has also taken a step toward doing away with an elected mayor and replacing it with a council president. A majority of the council members agree to have an ordinance prepared by staff doing away with the mayor's position, although some members are concerned that voters established the mayor's job and 7 members of the council should not determine whether it's eliminated. Mayor Matt Mugerauer says having both a city manager and a mayor is confusing. The Oshkosh School Board went into executive session last night to discuss the sale of Washington School. The district had received no bids for the elementary school. It'll be replaced by Menominee School coming up next fall. Page 2, the Rooms of Blooms are back. They begin today at the Paid Arts Center and Gardens. It runs through March the 10th. We'll get more answers at 5 o'clock this afternoon about that renovation project for the Main Street Bridge in 2025. The live video and audio can be found at wisconsindot.com/pages/projects. The bridge would close for several months in 2025. The city is hoping to get more people interested in running the new Four Seasons Pavilion at Lakeshore Park. The Parks Department is having an open house on Tuesday of next week from 5 till 6. Oshkosh Defense's new postal vehicle will be soon in production. The new electric vehicle is already up for the coolest thing made in South Carolina. The Postal Service selected Oshkosh back in February of 2021 to produce between 50,000 and 165,000 vehicles over the next 10 years. And only a few spots remain for the upcoming Chamber Business Expo at the Convention Center. Contact Connie Carmichael of the Chamber for details. Turning to sports, basketball playoffs for the boys get underway on Friday night for Oshkosh North and Oshkosh West. North will take on Menominee Falls. West squares off against Arrowhead. Lourdes will meet Green Bay New Lutheran in a second-round game. And a very happy birthday to Oshkosh's favorite NBA player, Ty Halliburton. Ty turns out to be a leap year baby, so technically he's turning 6 today. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.